This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Durand Senior Care and Rehab Center. Patient's first name is Clifford, C-L-I-F-F-O-R-D. Last name is Hiteshew, H-I-T-E-S-H-E-W. Date of birth is 6/27/1947. Date of evaluation is 4/25/2023. HPI history page, complaint psychiatric follow-up for management of ongoing depression. Peter staff reports that patient sometimes yells and gets upset and throws things. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 75 years old male who is familiar to our service. He was last seen by PA Phil on April 3rd, 2023. Here I reviewed his chart and discussed his condition with nursing staff. Staff reports episodic behavioral problems, which includes yelling, and being verbally abusive towards staff. Peter, during my evaluation, patient was resting calmly in bed. He expressed feelings of helplessness over his physical limitations. Peter, he complained of pain in his left hip and arm. Peter, he reports that a therapist told him that he might not be able to walk again. Patient fears dying here in this facility. Patient talked about feeling lonely at times. He reports that his wife died many years ago, and reports they have no children. Patient gets a big smile when talking about singer Celine Dion. He had a signed poster from her hanging in his room. He denies any suicidal thoughts. Patient's chart indicates that he is on MS-Contin, Lyrica, Voltaren gel, Tylenol for pain. He's on Cymbalta, 40 milligram at bedtime, and Pamelor 25 milligram once a day to improve his mood, as well as neuralgia. Next paragraph. Internal medical, social, family history, date of last visit April 3rd, 2023. Next paragraph, check. A review of medical, family, social history indicates no changes since last visit as noted above. Next paragraph, under medical history, no changes. Under social history, unremarkable. Under family history, unremarkable. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, review collection from a chart, nursing, social worker. Next paragraph, current psychotropic medication, see medication page. Number one, Cymbalta. Number two, Pamelor. Next paragraph, mental status examination, constitutional, complaining of pain, rooming, fear, motor movements of retardation, stature, lying, gait not tested, level of consciousness, alert, demeanor, cooperative, effect, broad, mood, dysphoric, speech clear, thought processes, appropriate check somatic preoccupations, Suicidal homicidal thoughts denied. Suicidal homicidal ideation. Psychotic symptoms denied. No evidence of psychosis or AVH. Fund of knowledge. Fair judgment. Poor at times. Insight. Fair orientation to person, place. With the normal attention, concentration. With the normal memory. Recent mildly impaired. Sleep problems. None. Next paragraph under assessment and plan. Major depressive disorder, recurrent moderate, F33.1. Plans continue, Cymbalta and Pamelor as prescribed. Period may benefit from psychotherapy. Period. Number two, unspecified sequelae of cerebral infarction, 169.30. Number three, vascular dementia mild with other behavioral disturbance, F01.A18. Staff needs to anticipate patient's needs. Period. Patients' behavioral problems can increase with untreated pain. Period, consistent redirection and limit setting for any inappropriate behaviors. Next paragraph, under disposition, notify a service for any changes of mood or behaviors or any new concerns. Next paragraph, patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential adverse effects. Check that. Next paragraph. Counsel patient on building distress tolerance skills. Peter talked to him about radical acceptance. And mindfulness. Next paragraph, orders and procedure 99308. End of dictation.